And a mini breakthrough in 2004, surround sound is coming to your radio. Until now, the technology that places you in the middle of the sound action has been limited to DVDs and certain cable television broadcasts. But this year, NPR will air its New Year's Eve concert program, Toast of the Nation, in a format that people with home theater setups will be able to hear in surround sound. Joining me to talk about the new technology, as well as a little something about what you'll hear on New Year's Eve, is NPR's music director, Ben Rowe. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
So, Ben, first of all, maybe you could just tell, what is surround sound? Is it like stereo, different than stereo, more than stereo?
Yeah, I think probably we should come to terms here for a moment, just explain what surround sound is, or what we're calling it, surround 5.1. You are literally in the middle of the sound, and it envelops you. Usually when you're listening to your stereo, of course, you've got a left channel and a right channel, and the musical information is coming at you from those two speakers in front of you, or to the sides of you if you're in your car driving along. But surround sound means that you're actually getting discrete sound out of, in this case, five speakers when we say 5.1. And the 0.1 stands for the subwoofer, those low-frequency sounds that you are so used to hearing in the movie theater. Those come from a separate speaker.
Now, I gather you've got an example of what you'll be able to hear. So if any of our listeners have home theaters and are in a position to run to them quickly and turn them on, they can actually hear a sample of what this is going to sound like if their surround sound system is up and running. You won't be able to hear it if you don't have that special equipment, right?
That's right. If you do have one of those surround sound home theater receivers right now, and if you push that surround button, take a listen to this, to the beginning of Pink Floyd's Money. And listen to where these cash registers are coming from.
Well, you know, Ben, I'm sitting here in the studio with just a pair of headphones on, and I'm not going to be able to hear this in surround sound, but can you give a flavor of, you know, what it's like to take advantage of this, maybe something simpler in stereo that people could hear if they just have two speakers?
I'll give you another example here, too, and this is something that you will be hearing on our New Year's Eve broadcast. One of the hours that we're doing is going to be from the Apollo Theater, in a very special tribute to Ray Charles. This is Chris Thomas King doing What I'd Say, the famous Ray Charles hit. And if you're listening in conventional stereo, when he does the call and response, it's all coming out of your front speakers. If you're listening in surround sound, you'll be hearing the audience literally behind you, like you're in the orchestra seats, and there's the band up in front of you, and there's the orchestra behind you, and it's really quite a thrilling sound.
We're moving into this era of digital radio, and that'll make the whole idea of surround sound a lot easier, because you'll just be sending bits that you can massage electronically as opposed to an audio signal. So this is really the starting point of getting us to a time when surround sound will be pretty much commonplace, I should think.
Absolutely right, Joe. And in fact, there's no accident that we're doing this now in 2004. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, coming in just in the new year, in just a few weeks, you're going to see both car radio surround sound equipment being rolled out and a lot of digital, or as they're calling them, HD radios. And your local NPR station is, in fact, one of the leading stations that are helping to adopt and embrace this new technology. That's going to make the ability for hearing what's possible in surround sound or even in conventional stereo come to life in a way that just hasn't been possible before.
Okay, thanks for that mini introduction to surround sound. NPR's music director, Ben Rowe, thanks.
Thank you, Joe.